Today is day one. Students in Boston Public Schools begin the school year today with remote classes. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in with some parents and teachers to see how they're preparing, and she prepared this report.
Trying to start a new school year in the middle of a pandemic has been hard for pretty much everyone. But officials in Boston have been trying to keep it at least a little fun.
Welcome, welcome. Please come this way. Thank you.
Usually the district holds a parade in East Boston for new kindergartners, but with the highest infection rates in the city, officials had to adapt. It's a stationary event this year, with balloons, free t-shirts, and school supply giveaways.
Congratulations are in order for all of our incoming kindergartners! Let's hear it!
Josette Williams is the event's program manager. She's doing her best to make it feel celebratory. But Williams is tasked with the tricky job of making families feel welcome while also making sure everyone keeps moving to keep the crowd size down.
Always remember, we are social distancing. This is 6 feet apart.
But despite the strange start, a lot of parents and their kids are looking forward to the new school year.
He's excited that he's 5 and he's starting what he calls big boy school now.
Jasmine Velasquez's son is just about to start kindergarten at the James Otis Elementary School in Eastie.
I'm not sure what to expect for this upcoming year.
She says it's hard to not feel some anxiety right now because her son is a very visual learner and he's getting ready to start the school year from home.
Now that everything is online, interacting with other kids and professors, his teachers, so it does make me a little bit nervous that he's going to be seeing them through a computer screen.
For kindergarten teachers like Alana Ainsworth, the stress right now is also high. Lately, she's been busy trying to find good ways to keep her kids at the Curtis Guild Elementary School engaged at home.
I'm just thinking like, okay, what does center time look like at home? So we're going to do building, and building's going to be whatever materials you can find at home. Are you going to build with cereal boxes and cans? Because not everyone has nice blocks or Legos in their house.
She's also trying to prepare for when some kids do come back to the classroom in mid-October.
Everything needs to be able to be sterilized and so forth.
Ainsworth says it's taking a lot of work to keep her classroom and the curriculum in line with the new health and safety requirements.
So a lot of printing and laminating and thinking a lot about making kits so kids can use similar games, but they can play independently.
She says there have been times when getting ready for the new year has been overwhelming. Still, she says she's mostly excited to see a class full of kids again.
Just getting, you know, to meet them and interact with them and ask some questions and have really good conversations.
All of which are things that won't change, whether her class is online or in person. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.